Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short or brown or round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents a special Yuletide Winterval Solstice edition of Global Pillage, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience, at the London Podcast Festival.
Trouble might be coming your way, in it together. I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Beautiful. I really like that. It's my favourite rendition so far.
Don't they sing well?
Yeah, they did sing well, actually. Yeah. Well, there's lots of them, and they're in a festive spirit, because it's the 22nd of December. Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we rummage in the stockings of culture and spin the dreidel of custom to come up with the most festive questions we can about winter celebrations all over the world. Decking our halls with their boughs of holly, please welcome the comedians! On my left, playing for The Spaz and Rosie Jones, Jessica Fosterque and Rosie Jones! And on my right, playing for Ambiguously Brown, Francesco De Carlo and Desiree Birch. Panelists, what makes you diverse? Rosie Jones.
Hello. As you can tell from my voice, I suffer from being northern. So that's quite diverse. Let me approach the disabled elephant in the room. That's what my mum calls me. I have a disability called cerebral palsy, and I really need to tell everyone here that being disabled is amazing. It is. You can dribble on people you don't like. I can't help it.
Can I ask, why is your team called The Spaz and Rosie Jones?
Jessica
Fosterque.
Rosie chose that.
No, I didn't.
Such a prick.
Because I'm called Rosie Jones. And yes, is a spaz.
So, Jessica Fosterque...
It's already the most fun I've had on a panel show ever.
Jessica Fosterque, what makes you diverse?
I'm a quarter Austrian and I was educated in a rural comprehensive with a higher teenage pregnancy rate than Geordie Shore.
Good answer. Thank you to the Spaz and Rosie Jones. A team name that's really funny now, but when I've said it 45 times, it's going to just start to sound bigoted to everybody.
No, I like it.
No, well, as long as you like it, Rosie Jones, and you're happy to take the Twitter flack from me, I'm just forwarding them all to you, baby. I'm forwarding them all to you.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Ambiguously brown. Francesco De Carlo and Desiree Birch. Francesco, how are you diverse?
I'm Italian, and I have a problem with curtains.
Curtains?
Yes, in this country. I cannot sleep because you need the blinds on your windows in this country, I think. Because the light comes into
In Italy, does the sun just, like, gently caress you at noon? Like, come on, bud.
We have stuff. We have stuff on the windows. You need stuff so I cannot sleep properly, and that makes me a little diverse.
So what you're trying to say is that in this country we don't have blackout blinds, so you, a comedian, can sleep till noon.
Exactly. I think I will create a political platform for this problem.
Yeah. It's hard to know why people voted for Brexit. Desiree Birch, how are you diverse?
I am a big black lady from America, and I have Christmas cramps right now, which is happening in this room right now, remember?
Oh.
From before when it became Christmas. I'm suffering, people. Appreciate my presence, all right?
We do. Thank you so much, Desiree Birch, for turning up with cramps and mentioning them.
Yeah, you're welcome, world. You're welcome.
Absolutely. I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I am an Australian-British person with two passports that did get me into lots of countries around the world, but soon will get me into two. Making sure that no one opens their presents too early, please welcome fact-checker, score-totaler, and hair-splitter extraordinaire, it's Ned Sedgwick in Patton's Corner!
Hi.
And hoping to spend his Christmas between the sheets, provided those sheets are sheets of music, please welcome the amazingly musical Mark Hodge! Ned Sedgwick, have you had any global conversations lately?
So I've got that Christmas December flu that's been going around, that I'm sure everyone's really been suffering from. And when people ask me in England, like, oh, how's it going? I tend to actually answer them, which really knocks people for six. And people have been asking me, like, how are you doing? I'm like, yeah, a bit shit. I've got a bit of a cold. I've got a bit of a flu. And the first thing everyone has said to me is, well, don't give it to me then. Then fuck off, I'll give it to who I want. Who care?
You're not Rosie Jones, you cannot dribble on people you don't like.
It's such an unsympathetic country. Somebody just be like, oh, that's a shame. You don't need to, like, buy me Vicks, Deborah.
I see what's happened. Desiree Birch has put lady cramps on the table, and Ned Sedgwick has upstaged with man flu.
Pretty much.
I feel your pain, Desiree.
I definitely. You really definitely do not. Believe that.
Right in your womb.
Could you please feel my pain? It would make it all better for me.
Yeah. The only thing that will stop that pain is if Desiree Birch pushes a person out of her body. I mean, and then it will stop it for the
It will supersede it with far greater pain.
Exactly. On every episode of Global Pillage, Mark creates a special jingle out of a traditional folk tune, which takes us all back to a simpler time before iTunes, before streaming, and before copyright. Over to you, Mark.
Thank you very much. Yes. Can I just thank you, by the way, for that enormous pay rise you gave me back at the end of September? Really appreciate it.
So if you haven't worked it out and you're listening at home, it's a little earlier than we're claiming it is in the year. It's called a pre-record. I mean, fucking up, Hootenanny's done in March.
So all you have to do this week, tell us what are the scores, please, Ned. And tell us what are the scores, please, Ned.
And where is that tune from?
That's the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, but where's it from? It's meant to be from somewhere in the world.
Right.
Why don't you Google it while we're doing this? And I'll ask you again and we'll edit it in as if we all knew. Ned, you're meant to know things like this. Where's it from?
12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah. Where's the tune originally
Christmas
from?
Christmas song, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's originally... It's not... Christmas isn't a country.
It's an island.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's from the Christmas
Thanks,
Island.
Thanks, Jess. I thought everyone else would have got that as well.
Yeah. First up is our themed round. And this week, we'll be asking questions on the subject of, you guessed it, winter holidays. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with a correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. During the Taiwanese winter solstice, where would you put your sticky dumplings?
Oh. All up in your mouth, because they're probably delicious.
All up in your mouth? Okay.
If that, sticky dumplings.
Right, but if that were
really
the answer,
good.
Would we bother asking the question?
Okay, fine. How about on the windowsill to attract, I don't know, like... Santa or whoever comes for presents.
Okay, so on the windowsill to attract Santa or whoever's the
well,
equivalent of Santa.
There's a disagreement because Francesco says in a hat.
In the hat.
In some kind of Christmas hat.
Yeah.
If you're listening at home, all the teams have Santa hats, but Francesco won't put his on because he's too Italian and stylish.
No, my head is too big for this.
That's the kind of thing that a stylish Italian man would say. The Spaz and Rosie Jones, do you have an answer to this question?
Yes.
During the Taiwanese winter solstice?
Yes. We reckon the sticky Taiwanese dumplings are put on the tree after they've been rolled in glitter.
On the tree? Okay,
yes.
So they're like decorative sticky dumplings.
Yeah. On the Norwegian tree that the Taiwanese Christians love to have in their home at this festive
perhaps,
time.
And then when you come in on Christmas Eve, drunk, you eat them.
Glitter and all.
When you come home on Christmas Eve drunk,
all up into your mouth.
All up into your mouth. Okay, hive
Glitter.
Mind. Do you have a better answer than any of those? By which I mean any answer. During the Taiwanese winter solstice, where would you put your sticky dumplings?
On the front doorstep.
On the front doorstep?
Under your pillow.
Okay, doorstep. Sticky dumpling under the pillow. If that was a surprise, that would be awful, wouldn't it? You just put your hand underneath. Ooh.
Only if a child's tooth had fallen out into it. Is that acceptable?
Under the pillow. Okay.
In the sitting room to wait for Santa.
Sitting room to wait for Santa.
On the roof.
On the roof.
In the
hands
of...
Oh, some people liked that and some people...
I mean,
really
it sounds nice, but it would be a messy-handed gift.
Yeah, okay. All right, so if you think it's on the doorstep, buzz now. Under the pillow? Not even the person who said it. In the sitting room waiting for Santa or whatever the Thai equivalent of Santa is? On the roof, perhaps so the reindeers or whoever can see it coming over? Or in the hands of a friend.
People a friend have got you that. Want to lose.
In fact, it's on the back of a door to ward off evil spirits.
Mm. Oh.
That's right. Ned, do you know any more about this?
Dumplings play an important role in the kind of pan-Chinese winter solstice, which is one of our most important festivals. And they've got a particular type in northern China and Taiwan, called a tangyaon, and the stickiness is meant to represent people coming together.
Oh, so it is like putting it into the hand of a friend.
It is not really a lot like that, no, because it's more of a metaphor and that's a physical act.
Is it enough like that for the Hive Mind to score points?
No, not
okay,
not
even sure. Right, okay. I tried, guys, I tried. Cajun Father Christmas is known as Papa Noel. What does he use for transport instead of a sleigh pulled by reindeer?
He uses
Brown.
Like a New Orleans second line, like there's a whole parade and a brass band that's just taking him wherever he's got to go.
So a New Orleans parade,
yep,
jazz
exactly.
band parade.
Yep.
So the Spaz and Rosie Jones?
We are divided. I wanted to say, I think that he rides a dog propelled by the gaseous afterwinds of all the delicious spicy dog dinners. But Rosie thinks...
But I think it's a chicken. occasion.
So he rides that Santa or rides. Pulled by occasion chicken.
Is pulled by is a funnier image.
Yep. No, I don't mean the chicken says, "Hey Santa, no, get your coat you pulled."
I like the idea of a chicken as a chicken's got reins, and the Santa just scuds along behind the chicken.
All I can imagine are like a couple of like blackened chicken breasts with spices on them and reins, like because Cajun chicken is so delicious.
Yeah, it's
I can only think
so
of
good.
Food.
I'm so hungry. Yeah.
It's making my vegan mouth water.
Yeah. I forgot the question.
Okay, it's, well, let's throw it chicken. To the hive mind. Cajun Father Christmas is known as Papa Noel. What does he use for transport instead of a sleigh pulled by reindeer, gang?
A boat pulled by alligators.
A boat pulled by alligators. A Coca-Cola lorry.
A tractor.
Coca-Cola lorry.
A what, sorry? A buffalo. A
bowl of gumbo.
A bowl of gumbo. With reins. Okay. If you think it's a bowl of gumbo, buzz now. No, clearly just a joke answer, but a nice one. If you think it's a buffalo, buzz now. If you think it's a tractor, buzz now. Coca-Cola lorry, buzz now. Or a boat with alligators, buzz now. Ooh. You are correct. It's a boat pulled by alligators.
Yeah.
Did you know that, audience member?
Oh, I made it up.
You made it up?
No, no way. No way.
You must have. It must have gone in subliminally.
In several European countries, a mythical figure called Krampus punishes naughty children in December. Krampus is half demon and half what? The Spaz and Rosie Jones.
I think it's... Yeah, tree.
Tree, half demon and half tree.
Yep. Ooh. Like an ent, but that's a cunt.
Like a what?
Oh, Deborah, you need to get some more geek points. An ent is one of the fabulous talking trees in Lord of the Rings The Hobbit, etc.
Okay, like an ent, but it's...
A cunt.
Thank you. Okay. This is a charming tea time show, just to be clear of the tone.
So sorry. It's because it's Christmas, I assume everyone's been drinking since breakfast. Yeah.
Has anyone brought children, just to be...
Oh, God.
Yes, no. You have brought children.
Sorry.
Yes. How old is she? Oh, you've heard all the words. All right, ambiguously brown.
I'm so sorry I said ent.
Do you have an answer?
Yes, half demon, half zebra.
Half demon, half zebra, why?
Because Krampus is the Greek word for zebra.
Is it?
Ooh. She was lucky before, I can do the same. I'm hoping that I'm right.
Oh, so you're just speaking with confidence, hoping you're right.
Yeah, she did it before, why not me?
There's no reason it couldn't be you this time, Francesco.
Why? Krampus, I remember from my classical studies that Krampus is like a zebra.
Okay, all right, a zebra, hive mind in several European countries. Krampus punishes naughty children in December. He's half demon and half what? God.
Goat.
Rabbit.
Boris Johnson.
That's
full demon. Yeah. Brackets full demon. Okay. All right. If you think he's half demon and half God, buzz now. If you think he's half demon and half goat, buzz now. Rabbit, buzz now. Boris Johnson, brackets full demon. Buzz now. Yeah, I'm glad he got something. In fact, you are correct. It's goat.
Yeah. Francesco just said there aren't even zebras in Greece. Yes. So why would it be a zebra?
Yeah.
I didn't answer because I just thought Krampus was me. So.
For Francesco, I just looked up what zebra is in Greek, and it's close to Krampus. It's zebra.
of the round.
Pillaging for rent, don't say ent. Laugh until we're dead. Tell us what other sort these men.
Thank you, Mark and team. In joint second place, it's the Spaz and Rosie Jones and Ambiguously Brown, two things which I just feel I shouldn't say, with no points. And in first place, with 20 points, it's a Hive Mind.
The next
So close, Rosie.
Let's see if this round can mix things up. The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Fingers!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? In Mandarin, they say, you're delivering coal in the snow. What does that mean? You're delivering coal in the snow.
You're wasting your time.
Sorry, is that a heckle or is it an answer? The way you've looked at me afterwards with that impenetrable Italian stare.
No, I think...
I mean, I'm kind of aware I'm wasting my time. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sitting with people in September in Christmas hats asking ridiculous questions. I'm aware I've wasted my life. I don't need you, like my mother, to ring me up and say, you should have been a human rights lawyer, I always said. But, I mean, thank you.
I think literally... If you say delivering coal to the snow, there's no point.
Well, not to the snow, in the snow. Because that's when you would need coal for the heat, is when it's snowing.
Oh.
Can I say something else?
Makes perfect sense. Like, it's the opposite of wasting time. Exactly the opposite of wasting time.
I love, did you think you were bringing, like Santa was like, you've been very bad snow this year. Here's all your coal. No, in this, that's when you need the coal. It's kind of like you're a breath of fresh air or in the nick of time. Like, you're bringing coal in the snow. You're exactly what we needed right now.
Thank God you're here.
Yeah.
You're
okay. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
All right. The Spaz and Rosie Jones, do you have an answer?
I want to posit that it means... Even though we are currently experiencing live evidence of global warming, you continue to further fuck the planet with your use of a fossil fuel. Very well known in Dorset.
So it's an ancient idiom about global warming?
Yeah.
Okay. Hive mind! In Mandarin, they say you're delivering coal in the snow. What do they mean?
You're giving a really bad present.
Are you giving a bad present?
Oh, nice.
Bull in a china shop. You're selfless.
Standing out like a
shag on a rock. That's what we say in Australia. It doesn't mean you're shagging on a rock. A shag is a bird. Yeah.
It's like you missed the boat. You're too late.
Missed the boat.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Oh, people are muttering about that one, aren't they? But the wisdom of it. All right. If it's a bad present, buzz now. Bull in a china shop, buzz now. Selfless, buzz now. Standing out like a shag on a rock, buzz now. Or you've missed the boat, buzz now. In fact, Ambiguously Brown had it, providing assistance when it's needed.
Oh! Like, we have a very peculiar way to achieve our goals.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
This is how we work. I say something, she says the opposite, and we win.
Yes, pretty much. Well, it was out the window when you said zebra in Greece. I was just like... You're on your own, Birch. You're on your own.
I think that my hat, the problem is this hat.
It's too tight. It's too tight.
Yeah.
It's making him fantasize
zebras.
Take
the hat off. Listen, it's a podcast. You don't need to wear the hat.
Oh, yes.
The audience have seen you in it and they found you adorable. Just be comfortable.
Thank you.
In Germany, they say yesterday's snow. What do they mean? If something's yesterday's snow.
Today's urine. Dude, yesterday's snow is always revolting today. It is always disgusting.
So something that's disgusting?
Yes.
Spaz and Rosie Jones?
Whatever it is shit.
Yep.
Okay, just something that's shit.
Something ruined.
Something
past its best.
Okay, it's past its best. Okay. Hive mind, in Germany they say something's yesterday's snow.
Today's yes.
Oh, today's yes, yesterday's no.
Oh.
Yes.
I want you on my dingbats team.
Yesterday's news.
Water under the bridge.
The trains are running again.
In Germany.
In Germany, the only conveniences generally are minor because everything's so efficient.
Exactly.
So they've got a special idiom for it. Anything else?
Hindsight. Okay. So if you think it's today's yes, buzz now. Yesterday's news, buzz now. Water under the bridge, buzz now. A minor inconvenience, buzz now. Or hindsight, buzz now. In fact, it can either mean water under the bridge or old hat, which I think is past its best. So I think both the Spaz and Rosie Jones and the High Point scored.
Yeah! I've never got a point on this show before, Rosie.
In Russia, they say it's like snow on your head. What do they mean? It's like snow on your head.
You're upside down. It can work.
100% backing that answer. 100%.
It's like snow on your head. Okay. Spaz and Rosie Jones.
We think it means it's been too long since you've moved.
Upside down. It's been too long since you've moved.
If it's had time to settle.
Right. So you've been sitting in an armchair for a week. Like, yeah. Snow on your head. Right. Okay. Hive mind.
You're about to get wet.
You're about to get wet already because you got snow on your head.
Yeah, but it's about to melt, I assume. That's what you're anticipating. Yeah, I mean, it's still... You're right, Rosie. It's still going to be wet. Yeah. The snow on your head is wet. Yeah, you're right, you're right. But the hive mind has counted an answer and we must respect that.
I don't.
And nor will Ned.
Anything else, Hive Mind?
Head in the clouds.
Head in the clouds.
You're missing the obvious.
You're missing the obvious.
Got bad dandruff.
Missing the obvious. Dandruff. No big deal. It's like snow on your head.
Brought a hat.
So you should have brought a hat.
Brilliant answer.
Maybe it's cold outside. Okay, all right. If you think it's you're about to get wet, buzz now. Head in the clouds, buzz now.
Brilliant.
If you think you've missed the obvious, buzz now. Dandruff, buzz now. No big deal, buzz now. You should have brought a hat, buzz now. Baby, it's cold outside, buzz now. In fact, nobody had it. It's a very sudden or surprising bolt from the blue. It's like, ah, there's suddenly the snow on my head. It's like it's happened really quickly. When snow comes on your head, apparently it's a big surprise.
Probably because you're upside down, and I think it all
I agree.
Comes
yeah,
back full circle.
Answer.
And it's the end of the round.
We go with the flow like gold. Global street cred. Tell us what are the scores, please, Ned.
The Spaz and Rosie Jones and Ambiguously Brown are still in second place, but now with 10 points apiece. And the Hive Mind are winning with 30 points.
Oh!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Next, it's our music round. Mark will play three pieces of Christmassy music. In each case, we want to know from what country the piece originated. And just to be absolutely clear, iTunes is not a country. Fingers on buzzers. Where were the bells tolling in this piece of Christmas music? Ambiguously brown.
Russia, where you're upside down with snow on your head.
Okay, Russia.
Ooh.
Namibia.
I'm playing to win, Debs. What can I say?
Okay, Russia, Namibia, hive mind. Does anybody know?
Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
Germany.
Switzerland. Germany.
France.
I mean, you can't just shout at all the countries. You are going to have to get behind one. France, buzz now. Germany, buzz now. Switzerland, buzz now. Ukraine, buzz now. You are correct, Hivemind, it's Ukraine.
It's the bell carol from Ukraine. So to give meaning to the phrase, for whom the bell tolls, after he wrote the bell carol, this guy was assassinated by a Soviet agent. So it wasn't
so
a
I should get some
story.
Points for that too.
Which you said it, then you would have done, probably, as things stand.
Which country gave us this famous song of praise named the Calypso Carol?
Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord revealed to men, just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory is his name.
It's not Russia.
Then it's got to be Ukraine.
I'm trying to think where UKIP have their annual general conference.
Right there. Barbados.
Barbados, okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is it like Santo Domingo?
Santo Domingo.
Okay, sure.
Oh, Santo Domingo.
In fact, it's the United Kingdom. Despite being introduced...
I love that joke about UKIP. Mind.
Oh!
Say United Kingdom, guys.
They can guess the name of the song instead. I don't think
that's not fair. Okay, did anybody know it? Just be honest, if you knew it, we'll play it out like you knew it.
Come on!
Did anybody know it? 100%. Okay, what did you know about it?
What's your name?
What's the thing you know about it? Okay, if you know anything about it...
I genuinely would have guessed it because I thought it was a misnomer because it's got Calypso in it, so presumably it's someone in the UK writing, pretending...
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have to play this out. Okay, so let's just, for the edit, we're going to pretend. So a couple of people get other answers ready. Okay, ready.
We're all right. Are we in Italy?
I'm back in Italy. This is cheating. This is totally cheating.
No, because we can't this lose it. It's really good. So
AC12 is less corrupt than this.
Tom and Ned can fudge around with the points, but we do want an answer for the edit. Okay. Hive Mind, where do you think it's from? Sorry, where?
Trinidad,
thank you. New Zealand.
Madagascar.
Iceland.
Madagascar, that's probably enough now. Madagascar.
Latvia.
Always tell them the answer.
Any more, guys?
First.
Any more?
Latvia, anything else?
Iceland.
Iceland, anything else? Oh, why the UK?
This is real. This is a lot of imagination.
Okay, all right.
That's a silly answer.
Instead of buzzing, because there's so many, just shout out the one you think it is. 1, 2, 3.
UK!
Heard quite a lot from Latvia, but more from the UK. In fact, that is correct.
Well,
despite being introduced by BBC announcers on Songs of Praise as originating in the West Indies, the song was actually written by Michael Perry while at Theological College in Southgate, London. So they lied on the BBC and said something...
Songs of Praise, no less.
Wrongs of Praise, more like.
Do you know what? Do you know what? It's hard to believe anything you hear on the radio, the television, or on any podcast. It's almost like it's all fixed.
Yeah.
Which country provided the basis for this Christmas song, written by Greg Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Austria.
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 You sure?
No. At all. Not at all. But it seems like it reminds me of Austria.
I've never been. And there's a zebra dancing with a man.
I'm just trying to give you a hint. That's all right. Spaz and Rosie Jones.
Switzerland.
Okay. Hive Mind.
Russia.
Finland.
Italy.
Russia, Finland, Latvia. Italy. Iceland, Latvia.
USA.
Okay, it is one of those. Shout out the one you think it is. One, two, three.
Russia,
Russia is correct! Can you tell us any more about it, Mark?
Yeah, sure. It's Lieutenant KJ by Prokofiev, as my mate Nick from A-level music used to call it. And that movement from the Swedes is the troika. And the troika refers to a three-horsed cart. So there's a particular type of battle cart that you get. The folk origin of that song comes from the Hussars in Russia. It was used in I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake, who died round about this time last year, as you'll see.
Well, that's December. Made the whole thing sad.
December.
And December, yes. On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the round.
Tell us what are the scores, please, Ned.
The Spaz and Rosie Jones and Ambiguously Brown are maintaining their second place with 10 points apiece, and the Hive Mind are running away with it with 45 points.
Next, it's our... Are you sniffing?
We're sniffing
Sharpies.
The Sharpies.
Is the Spaz and Rosie Jones sniffing glue?
They're doing performance-enhancing drugs over there.
Could you?
Yeah.
Just ready for the last push.
When they did a little pit me.
Next, it's our true or false round. I'm going to read you three statements about a tradition. Two are carefully researched, and one is completely made up, which actually is about our usual ratio in any case. That would have been better if I'd read that earlier and realised. I'm going to sell this whole thing again. Two of the statements are carefully researched and one is completely made up, which is actually about our usual ratio in any case. It's not as funny the second time you've heard it. But I felt like together we were going for a better edit, so I thought you were just going to support me. No. It's like I've done a trust exercise there. I've fallen backwards off a stage and you've all just stepped away. I'm going to do that one more time and you're going to laugh as if you've never heard it before. Two of these facts are carefully researched, and one is completely made up, which is actually about our usual ratio in any case. You're a bunch of ents.
The problem with fake laughing is it does lead to real laughing.
Can you find the fraud? The Yule Lads are a gang of 13 individuals from Icelandic folklore who arrive on consecutive nights in December. Is that true or false? This is the second fact. In previous generations, they were generally portrayed as mischievous but friendly. However, in recent years, they have often been described as far more threatening, even homicidal. Fact three, their names when translated include door slammer, sausage swiper, and meat hook. Which one of these is a lie? Ambiguously Brown.
I think it's the first one. I think that they are both good and evil, and they probably have names like that. But they probably come on, like, 12 days or 14 days or some other, like, tiny little...
That's very
okay,
good.
So not a gang of 13 individuals.
Or, yeah, there you go.
But
yeah,
a gang
exactly.
of There's, 14 or 15 or, yeah. or a crowd of... They're basically Goldie-looking chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very 2007 reference.
Well, I'm fucking dated, so live with it. The Spaz and Rosie Jones...
I think it might be the second one. Yeah. I reckon they're all evil.
They're yeah. all evil, none all of
Because it sounds the Yule Lads like
no.
the nickname for a rugby team on a stag do.
Yeah. Right.
ruining a comedy gig.
Right, okay, all right.
With so an inflatable yeah. penis.
Naughty.
And an inflatable goat.
An inflatable Krampus.
Naughty, naughty boys.
Okay, so you think it's the Yule lads are always bad. Hive mind? The second one, why?
Because
you know.
Because it's the answer.
Okay, because you know. Could you tell us more?
Oh, Rosie Jones.
Okay, all right. Rosie Jones thinks that she's got the answer, as someone in the hive mind who's very academic seems to have endorsed it. In fact, it is number two.
Yes!
But hold on. In previous years, they were depicted as murderous. Now they are much more benevolent. So they both got it right, Ned.
Yeah, so it's 5 points apiece, yeah. I think.
5 points apiece, and it's the end of the round.
Drug abuse is bad news. Stick to fruit and veg. Tell us what are the scores, please, Ned.
Ambiguously Brown are now in third place, still with 10 points. The Spaz and Rosie Jones are up to second place with 15 points, and the Hive Mind are still winning with 50 points.
Wow.
All to play for.
Can I request that we get a huff on that Sharpie as well? Because it seems to have pushed you into the lead.
Love the word huff. For the love of the word huff.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
The next round is the team's round.
Wait, you're actually doing it?
It's really nice.
It's Christmas, after all, man.
Yeah.
And now Francesco looks like even more of a Grinch because he's not put his hat on and he's not huffing on the Sharpie.
Exactly.
Have you never had an English Christmas before?
I'm going to change my Twitter handle to huffing on a Sharpie.
I feel like on QI they probably get like proper top quality cocaine as a Christmas special.
I would hope
it's like, this is sort of podcast drugs, isn't it? A Sharpie sniffed on stage as opposed to some genuine snow in the green room. The next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared with a festive question based on their cultural family background. But please bear in mind that traditions specific to your own family will be very hard for the other teams to guess, no matter how charming they are. So, Ambiguously Brown, do you have a festive question for the Spaz and Rosie Jones?
In Italy, we have a tradition at Christmas. We have Santa Claus that brings presents. And then we have Christmas witch in January. What she brings to children if they are good and what if they are bad.
Okay, so what does the witch bring if the children are good in Italy in January and what does she bring if they're bad?
Oh. I think from my quarter Austrianness that as a rule, all of these Krampus and witch type figures, if their kid were bad, normally they gave him a lump of coal. Yeah.
Coal.
Should we go for that for bad? Yeah. And then if good, maybe a Sharpie.
But like the extra big one.
Yeah. Just, you get the short ones, don't you, which I assume are for the children to huff.
Yeah. Pink for a girl.
Yes, Sharpie's for her.
Is that correct?
I've correct and I've, no.
Because, oh.
The Sharpie's correct.
That's how that
does
got
anybody, you can't score points for this, but does anybody know and want to shout out?
Herring.
A herring.
If you've been good.
Is that good or bad? I know. How many kids want a herring?
In Switzerland.
What is it, Francesca?
Only the starving.
Candies.
Candies
if you're good.
Cold.
Sweets if you're good.
Yes,
okay.
half.
I thought they brought sticks and I thought they beat you.
No.
I've seen that
this
in Austria.
This is just school. This is just school. In Italy.
January witch has just come to beat you up.
The Spaz and Rosie Jones, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
I am from Yorkshire. And in Yorkshire, we hate getting ripped off.
I feel like that's universal, but continue.
Well, they are here. Got to keep our money. Got to have got none. So much so that a disgruntled customer of the Yorkshire Bank decided to change his name by default to what?
So what did a disgruntled customer change his name to, Hivemind? Scrooge, Yorkshire banker bastards. Shout out the one you think it is. 1, 2, 3.
Yorkshire Ripoff.
Is it Yorkshire Ripoff or something similar?
No.
What is it?
It is Yorkshire Bank are fat shit bastards.
Specifically, wow. Yorkshire Bank PLC are fascist bastards. That man's called now.
Wow. So somebody almost had it, but the Hive Mind didn't back it. That's the way your Christmas cookie crumbles. Hive Mind, do you have a question for Ambiguously Brown?
Hi, my name's Kobe, and I'm from Manchester and London, via Nigeria.
Good, okay. And do you have a question?
So, in Nigeria, this time of year, being December, who or what is a masquerade?
Yeah, because my English is not perfect. But
no,
masquerade
it's adorable,
is...
though.
Yes. Masquerade is the scene in Eyes Wide Shut.
That's right.
Yes. So it's Eyes Wide Shut at Christmas time. Just put those together in your mind. In Nigeria, that's what it is.
Okay.
Is a masquerade. Okay. Okay.
Is it a sex ball?
I wish it was.
What is it, in fact?
It's like a man dressed up with, you can't see his face. He's like dressed up like a walking Muppet. But, like, you can't see his face and properly scared the shit out of me when I was, like, 2 years old.
Oh. Is that what he's supposed to do?
I think so, yeah. So they dress up and they don't have a face, but they have, like, lots of streamers and bangles and things like that, and you can't see their face, and they kind of dance around really freakily. So,
wow. Cool.
I don't know why they do it.
So sex party.
Ties you to the sex party.
Yeah.
There is a on your own, like in the movie.
He's still on Eyes Wide Shut. It's
so Hive Mind score some points because Ambiguously Brown didn't get it, and it's the end of the round.
Turn it on its head. Tell us what.
Ambiguously Brown is still in third place, but with an improved 15 points. The Spaz and Rosie Jones are in second place with 20 points, and the Hive Mind are in first place with 55 points.
Yay. Next up is the Game Changer round. This is the round in which we ask a question about an oppressed minority who rose up and stuck it to the man. Christmas heroes like the shepherds who protected baby Jesus, or John McClane who liberated Nakatomi Plaza. I get it, it's Die Hard. I understand it now. Yep. There's only one question in this round, but it's worth double points. So if you're the losing team, you might find victory is sitting wrapped under the tree after all. But get the wrong answer and it'll just be another pair of socks. On the 25th of December 1989, a Romanian newspaper carried the headline, "Santa will not be shot today." What was this referring to?
Clearly the guy who played Santa in that country for all the kids was probably like a drunk and a degenerate, and they were like, hey, we're getting you out of here, and they pardoned him on Christmas Day and allowed him to continue to be a drunk, degenerate Santa.
So this was the pardoning of bad Santa?
Yes.
Miss Spaz and Rosie Jones.
Was there a convict in prison?
Called Santa.
Yeah. Cold Santa, convict in prison on death row.
Well, part of the reason that he'd turned to a life of violent crime had been his parents' cruel decision to name him Santa.
Yeah. I'm leaving it out to Jess, because in 1989 I wasn't born. Because I'm a beautiful baby.
What year were you born?
1990.
What are you doing out alone then?
My mum's at the back. She's not really.
On December 25th, 1989, a Romanian newspaper carried the headline, "Santa will not be shot today." What was that referring to? Okay, so it is correct in as much as, yes, that is the reason the headline came out, but what...
Around Christmas.
That's right. Under his rule, all Christmas was banned, so references to who was banned?
Santa.
That's right. The hive mind habit.
You'll see it written that Christmas was banned, but it actually wasn't. All references to Santa Claus, Father Christmas, were banned, and he was replaced by this kind of communist Uberman figure who would go around kind of teaching children how to be productive. And surprisingly, he didn't take off. But Ceausescu was actually shot on Christmas Day. And a couple of days before, when he was trying to stop the revolution, he sent a letter out to everyone, manifesto out, saying, go home and enjoy your Christmas dinner, which people didn't really like, given he tried to destroy Christmas and they didn't have any food. So they were like, well, probably going to topple you instead, given we've got nothing to eat. So there you go.
The final round is our quickfire round. Hive mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz, and then shout out the answer as loud as you can. Fingers on buzzers or tongues on buzzers, if you're a hive mind. Time starts now. In the Czech Republic, this Hollywood film was released as Santa is a Deviant. What was its English language title?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa is correct. Finish this joke about Hanukkah. My mother once gave me 2 sweaters for Hanukkah. The next time we visited, I made sure to wear one. But when she saw me, instead of smiling, she said...
Buzz,
correct. Buzz, what's wrong with the other one? What religion were the 3 wise men?
Zoroastrian.
Correct. Zoroastrian. The Sami people of the Arctic have 65 words for snow. But what part of a reindeer's anatomy do they have 150 words for?
Antlers.
Antlers is correct. In what country did St. Nicholas live?
Turkey.
Turkey is correct. On what date do Coptic Christians celebrate Christmas?
January 7th.
Correct, January 7th. Fewer than 4% of the world's children are American, but what percentage of the world's toys do they buy?
Like nearly 100%. Come on. Oh, like, I don't know. 87%.
40%. Finish this joke. Why should you let turkeys join your band?
Because they bring their own drumsticks.
Correct, they bring their own drumsticks. Time's up, and it's the end of the show.
On the day of Christmas, Village gave to me a gig in a Welsh valley. 12 comedians ripping, fine mind voices lifting, Tom Clark watching, Mark Piano botching, Deborah's in gig mode. Parking on the slip road. That joke is tired. Mark's getting fired. 5 guilty feminists. Given latitude, comedians are rude, probably off their heads.
Thank you.
In third place with 20 points, it's Ambiguously Brown.
Bronze medal, gang.
And it got very close towards the end. Only a 55-point difference. In second place, under the mistletoe, it's the spasmed Rosie Jones. And our real Christmas crackers are the hive mind in first place with 80 points.
So it's batches of sticky Taiwanese dumplings to our winners, but a visit from Krampus to our losers. And I'll leave you on this thought from Ukraine. The devil always takes back his gifts. That's why I always re-gift them. Then the devil doesn't know where to look. Please give it up for Francesca DiCarlo, Desiree Butch, Jessica Foster-Kew, Rosie Jones, Ned Sedgwick and Penance Corner, Mark Potter on keyboard, you the hive mind. You have been listening to Global Pitch, hosted and created by Deborah Frances White. The questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. The music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Zelinsky. Thanks to Zoe, Sally, and everyone at King's Place, as well as the London Podcast Festival. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpitch.net.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.